You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Late last week, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, declared a famine in Gaza, warning that 41,000 children are at a heightened risk of death. The report said that the number of people facing what they referred to as emergency conditions is expected to rise to 1.14 million people, or around half of the total population of Gaza, which is currently around 2.1 million people. Under IPC criteria, a famine can only be formally declared when three conditions are met: at least 20% of households face extreme food shortages, at least 30% are acutely malnourished, and two or more people per 10,000 die each day from hunger or hunger-related diseases. To talk about what is only the fifth declared famine in the last 15 years, I spoke with Child Fund CEO Josie Pagani to discuss what New Zealand can do to immediately help the situation. First of all, what did you make of this official declaration of a famine in Gaza?
This is quite extraordinary because it's only the fifth time in 15 years that famine has been declared in the whole world. So the last famine declaration was just last year in Sudan, in the North Darfur region. And it's also the first time ever in the Middle East region that an official famine has been declared. So for an official famine, it means that the majority of people are at a catastrophic level of hunger. In other words, they're close to death. So, you know, it is the highest level of hunger deprivation that the IPC can call on. And it is quite extraordinary that this has happened now, when you think, you know, only five times in 15 years that this has been declared. So, yeah, it's pretty shocking.
And can you explain how urgent the situation is and how big a difference a couple of days can make in Gaza?
The thing about the definition of catastrophic hunger is that you could potentially be days away from death. So every hour, let alone every day, makes a difference. So what we're seeing in Gaza, and those organisations that have partners on the ground trying to hand out food and water, you've got about 1.1 million people, so over a million people in Gaza. And remember, the population of Gaza is only about 2 million. So you've got, you know, half the population in an extreme situation of hunger. You've also got about 90% of the population internally displaced. So I'm not sure in my lifetime I've ever seen something quite as awful and kind of catastrophic as this. So what we're trying to do is get trucks across the border, and the problem is that there's been a blockade, so there's a trickle of aid going through, a trickle of water, not nearly enough when you think that over a million people are facing this kind of extreme hunger.
Child Fund has announced that they are calling on the government to commit to recognising the state of Palestine. Why do you think the government has been so hesitant to make that step, given that many of our allies are heading in that direction?
It's interesting because I think it's about 147 of all countries. In the UN, there's 193 countries across the world. So 147, so that's the majority, have already recognised a Palestinian state. And just recently, in the last few weeks, we've seen some of the bigger states and some of the permanent members of the Security Council, so Britain, France, Germany, say that they intend to recognise Palestine at the next UN meeting, which is in September, so really only weeks away. I think our government has been careful, and I understand the delicacy around that. I mean, you've still got Hamas and Palestine. They're to work behind the scenes countries to try and get a ceasefire. But I think that the importance of recognising Palestine as a state now is not to say that Hamas should be the government, because they absolutely shouldn't be. It's to say that the two-state solution still exists, and that Palestinians need to know that the world recognises their right to a state just as it recognises Israel's right to a state. So the symbolic move, I think, would help us put a lot of pressure on the Israeli government to allow more of the trucks with aid through immediately. And as you said, every day, every hour counts for saving lives right now. So if the New Zealand government can make a strong stand on saying they're joining the UK, France, Canada in planning to recognise Palestine, I think this will put a lot of political pressure on the government of Israel to just let the trucks through.
How do you think that New Zealanders feel about our government's hesitation to move in that direction?
I think we've found as an aid agency that people are quite confused about the issue. They're absolutely appalled at what they're seeing on the news, but they're also feeling appalled at what Hamas did on October the 7th to a bunch of young people who, you know, were massacred and raped and murdered at concerts. So I think New Zealand feel quite confused about what to do here and who the goodies and the baddies are, but they're absolutely appalled by what they're seeing in Gaza at the moment, and the images are just shocking. So I think what New Zealanders feel is, put the politics aside, for God's sake, get food and water to these kids in Gaza. And the thing about aid agencies like and other New Zealand aid agencies who have local partners on the ground doing the aid delivery right now as we speak, that we say, politics aside, let us do the humanitarian work, let us save lives. That's what they're for. We're taking sides, we're not making political statements, we just want to get food and water to kids and their families right now. And I think New Zealanders get that. We're a practical people, we like pragmatic solutions, and I think you would find that most New Zealanders just want to see food and water get to where it's needed right now. And the politics is more complicated, they get that, but there's a humanitarian crisis now and they want to see it addressed.
And you've talked about delivering aid and the blockades and the troubles getting into Gaza, and specifically with the US government. What can New Zealand do to increase pressure on the government to help out the situation in Gaza?
I think we can put a lot more pressure on the US. And, you know, clearly President Trump has wanted to find some solution and so far failed. So if the New Zealand government can, you know, constructively help the US government with a plan for a ceasefire and for that immediate humanitarian relief to come across the borders, I think there's more that we can do. New Zealand really does influence way above you would expect it to as a small country. We're well respected. We've been very careful politically not to take sides over issues. We try and come in as a sort of neutral broker who can call out humanitarian crisis. We did it in Rwanda when there was a looming massacre and genocide in Rwanda, and we were one of the few countries that stood up to say we need to stop this happening. Now, you know, we failed, but people remember, countries like Rwanda remember that New Zealand stood up and took the right side in history at that time, and I think we can do that again.
You are also calling for an Arab-led peace plan. Can you explain what this looks like?
Yes, so there already is one in existence. I mean, this is not something the New Zealand government has come up with or the Child Fund has come up with. So it's primarily by Egypt, the government in Egypt, with a coordinated group of Arab countries in the region, so Jordan, UAE, Gulf states and so on. So I think looking to the future, the only solution that's going to work in terms of maintaining peace in the region is for it to be an Arab-led, region-led peace process and with peacekeepers from Arab countries. So, you know, yes, countries like New Zealand should be involved. We should be there supporting peace process. But I think the key thing here is that it needs to be led by those countries in the region who have the most influence and also the most knowledge of how to make this work. So there is a peace plan there, and it would involve, you know, an interim government, again, led by Arab states and Palestinians with Israel's input as well. So it would not be a government led by Hamas. The plan, as I understand it, is very much to put in an interim government to move towards a democratic election process, and to have peacekeepers that are from the Middle East, from the region, with the support of the West. So I think that's the most hopeful long-term solution. But what we're focused on right now, of course, is the immediate humanitarian crisis that needs an immediate response. And we want the New Zealand government to increase the pressure that they're putting on you know, the US and on other countries and on Israel, government of Israel, to remove immediately that blockade stopping our trucks getting through with food and water.
Thanks, Josie. That was my final question. But was there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, not really, Max. I mean, just that I get it that New Zealanders feel that this is a very complex political issue, but they're absolutely appalled at the humanitarian horror that they're seeing on the news and online. So there are things we can do, and certainly for us at Child Fund, you know, we're calling on New Zealanders to donate, but also there are other charities, New Zealand charities out there. We're working together, whether it's Child Fund, Save the Children, World Vision, Tear Fund. We coordinate our efforts as much as possible, and, you know, donate to whatever charity you want. We would like you to donate to Child Fund, but because we've got local people on the ground who are literally handing out that food and handing out water right now, so we know that money will get straight to where it's needed. So, you know, we're calling on New Zealanders to help us do that work, and that's something I think everybody can do in the short term. The longer term issues are harder to solve, but the short term ones are pretty basic. We need money to get food and water to kids and families in Gaza.
And that was Child Fund CEO Josie Baghani on the famine in Gaza, why New Zealand should recognise a Palestinian state, and what our government could do to immediately help. If you want to donate to Child Fund, you can head to their website at childfund.org.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.